I think so many people want to find a place where God cannot see so they can sin in peace. But no such place exists. There is no shelter from such a storm. Truly, there is no such place where God cannot see, nor any scenario where mankind can sin in peace. Without Christ, mankind is dead and doesn't know it. Maybe not homeless as in without shelter, but homeless at heart, with no safe haven to call their shalom place. We may breathe and appear well in the mirror in our eyes, but we are dead without Christ, killed under the weight of obligations we cannot muster to, strangled at the hands of grief, constipated and bloated on undealt with transgressions. Often we are the ghosts which haunt our own houses, living inside our own wounds and grief so long we are defined by them. So many can't let go of regret, can't accept that someone in their life left or died, took their money, or refused to acknowledge their work. Like someone who was mountain climbing, fell into a crack, and became wedged there in such a way that their hands and feet could find no grip to get out. Stuck in a crack, and never coming back. The enemy tells us we have been robbed of God, but that is a lie. Jesus overcame the world so we could live in the power of the Holy Spirit like shining lights on a hill. In John 16:33, Jesus said, "I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will face seemingly insurmountable problems and contrary winds, but take heart. I have overcome the world." No one ever said that before, or did what he did and never will. Jesus is the only one. There is not another who can deliver us from a life of emotional knots, dark binding contracts passively agreed to by the pen and ink of hopeless resignation. Romans 6:16. "Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness?" We were all born slaves to sin until Jesus came with his blood-bought chisel, which breaks us free, snapping the chains of darkness, liberating us to life and light in himself. They came for him with ropes and chains. They sought to kill him again and again. They came to him, female and male, to take his life with hammer and nail. Jesus overcame the world for you and me, completely for the reason of our redemption, that all mankind could have the opportunity of a restored relationship with God. Not only was his sacrifice sufficient to deliver us, but he went above and beyond by providing an eternal home with himself as the never-ending light of a different order which never dims and is unceasing. No other person on earth ever has or ever will do what Jesus did. No famous or infamous person will do that for you and me. One way, Jesus is the truth. Guilt be gone, grief be gone in the name of Jesus. You are alive in Christ, and there is no good reason you cannot be an overcomer. More than a conqueror, an overcomer. Romans 8:37. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. More than conquerors, but overcomers in Christ, because he has overcome the world. And friends, if we're going to be overcomers, then there's got to be some overcoming going on. Because of the work and gift of God, the Holy Spirit sings in us redemption songs, restored lives of incredible needlework at the hand of the Lord, creating an eternal living tapestry on God's long wall of testimony. Through Jesus, we can live as overcomers, alive again from the ashes of a life which looks like a burned-out forest. From the blood of Jesus to the breath of the Holy Ghost, He gives us words and melodies which weave life in patterns of swirling paisley, bright basket weaves and brocade on the thick fabric of God's presence, especially deep jewel tones of ruby, emerald, and jade. To some, it may not seem like much, but to me, what has been overcome in my own life is absolutely miraculous and must surely look like bright raised silk embroidery to the eyes of the Lord. Psalm 30, 11-12. Lord, You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that glory may sing Your praise and not be silent, O Lord my God. I will give thanks to You forever. Psalm 66, 1-12. Friends, I say, sing songs to the tune of His glory. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Give to Him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are Your deeds. We've never seen anything like You. So great is Your power that Your enemies come cringing to You like scolded dogs. All the earth worships You and sings praises to You. They sing praises to Your name. Come and see what God has done. Take a look at His breathtaking wonders. He is awesome in His deeds toward mankind. Bless our God, O people. Let the sound of His praise be heard. He has kept our soul among the living and has not let our feet slip. I called to Him with my mouth. My tongue shaped the sounds of music. My eyes had become accustomed to the dark, complacent to be caught in a trap, resigned to forever being a slave to corruption. But You, Lord, You have brought us out to a place of abundance, for You have overcome the world. He left His place in heaven and came to us as a man, lived every example of how we should live life and be continually victorious. He gave to us all of Himself, our kinsman redeemer who purchased our freedom with His blood. Jesus was crucified on a cruel cross for our transgressions, rose from the dead, and descended to sit at the right hand of the Father Almighty. Jesus has overcome the world. What do you think? Thank you for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.